name is Markus, and I founded Backwoods Entertainment with two friends 7 years ago now. It's a long time. And we're making story games. Our first game of the point-and-click adventure, Unforeseen Incidents, which was released in 2018. And since then, we're working on new projects. Our current project is called We Stay Behind, and it is a third-person 3D mystery game, which is set in a small place, a small town that is threatened by a comet. A comet will hit, and the people don't want to leave. And you, as a writer, come to this town to find out why.
Okay. So for our Gamescom special episode, we prepared a few questions for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome. First question. The game you released before was called Unforeseen Incidents, also a mystery adventure like your new game, We Stay Behind. What fascinates you about this genre?
Oh, we always wanted to make adventure games, even before we made them, and we weren't a studio. In our childhood, we always played those games. And this is why I always wanted to make one. And then we got the chance to make Unforeseen Incidents, and now this suddenly became our job. And this is just great to be able to make the games you always wanted to play, and to think of stories, to come up with ideas. And basically, when you start such a project, you have complete freedom in what you want to tell. And so telling stories is, I think, the thing we want to do in our games. And this is basically what's fascinating to us. And that's really cool that we get the chance to do that.
Yeah. So question two, with what did you struggle the most during the development of We Stay Behind?
With the engine, I think. We started developing We Stay Behind with Unity now 4 years ago. And we made a prototype with Unity. We exhibited it at Gamescom 2019. And we realized that we could make a better game if we used Unreal. And this is just the case for this very game, because it always depends on the game, what's the best engine, and also on the team, and a lot of factors come into that. But we realized for us it would be better to make this in Unreal. So we switched engines in the middle of production, which was a lot of work, and we had to learn Unreal Engine, which set us back at least 1 year. And so this was a lot of work, but I think in the end it paid out, because the game is much prettier now. It plays better, and this is the feedback we also get from others.
Yeah, the game looks beautiful, so
that
definitely was a good decision, I think. And final question, what part of the game are you really proud of?
Oh, we have still a lot of work in front of us. There's still a lot to do. What we have right now is the technical basis for everything. We have the engine, we have a story framework, and we are now finally able to implement the story itself. And it's a story. That's the core of the game, and it's the idea what's happening there. It's this mystery that's behind everything, and that you will get to explore when you play the game. I'm not sure if this will be the same answer when the game is finished. Probably because it's the core of the game. But I'm also excited about the look, and we will get to see a lot more scenes when the game is finished. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really looking forward to that, which will hopefully be beginning of next year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So thank you very much for these insights, and have fun at Gamescom, and good luck with the game.
Thanks a lot.